since it's been forced upon me. I told you so about the media. And of course, leave it to a fundamentalist buffoon to give them the ammunition they need. While the Pope is being elevated, Jerry Falwell slides down a water slide in a three-piece suit. And that gave them all they needed, an opportunity to show what they really want to communicate, the news media, that is, the contrast between the dignity and the pomp and circumstance of the Pope and the proper object for disdain, a Johnny come lately on the historic scene, a fundamentalist buffoon, Jerry Falwell sliding down a water slide as a motivation for raising money. If it'd been into the lake of fire, I'd have given 1,000. But God, who is uninfluenced by the news media, rained on the Pope's parade. That's sort of his way of saying, I'm in charge around here, just want to let it be known going out the gate. When a windstorm blew down that $300,000 tower above his altar in San Antonio, I'm not rejoicing about it. I think, however, it does demonstrate that Papa has a boss. God's still in control, and the wind bloweth where it listeth, and it raineth on the just and the unjust alike. That's not an encyclical, that's in the Bible. Of course, God doesn't always appear to be fair. You heard about the conference Moses had with God? Moses said, let me get this straight now, God. They get all the oil, and we mutilate ourselves. I think we need the song, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Can you all find that up there? And I'm looking for 7,000 tough ones that are uninfluenced by all that ballyhoo, that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. Come on, get on telephone. Now I have something that'll interest most of you. The Church of the Open Door will be coming before the Cultural Heritage Commission next Wednesday, September 16th at 9 a.m. for a second attempt to get a demolition permit for the church downtown, the Hope Street Church, that we have expended so much energy and money to preserve as the last spiritual symbol of God's presence, the last giant church in the heart of Los Angeles. Room 1500, write it down, Voices of Faith, so if they call, room 1500, City Hall. Same room that almost a month ago they came and sought a demolition permit. Until a demolition permit is granted, the six-month stay does not begin ticking. Now, the doors open at 8:45 in the morning, Wednesday, September 16th, 9 a.m., room 1500, City Hall, Cultural Heritage Commission. Church of the Open Door will be there again, I'm sure, with their lobbyist, trying to persuade the Cultural Heritage Commission to grant a demolition permit, which then starts the clock ticking. Now, I have been told through our contacts that report quite regularly, people that are interested, that they have been decimating quite widely an appeal for sympathy because of their poverty condition. They were on various news outlets here in Los Angeles, stating that they had to lay off 11 people on their staff, and that they're going in the hole and in danger of not making it because the City Council declared the Hope Street Church a historic monument. Well, I have in front of me what has been delivered on the 9th day of September, and if you come around here, something that ought to relieve their poverty condition. Our phones have been ringing all day, the news media attempting to contact us, and we have told them we think this is a wonderful solution for all centers of concern. The news media has been calling us because they say they have called Pastor Kokoris and Pastor Woolery, that's what they were telling our people, and they will not return their phone calls, which is somewhat of a shock because they've been talking very readily to the press about their poverty-stricken condition, and I would think they'd be eager to talk now and rejoice. Agreement of purchase and sale and escrow instructions. This agreement of purchase and sale and escrow instructions. This is a copy that was delivered, I'm told, to the Church of the Open Door earlier this week and was sent to us. My sources indicate, because I've gotten calls from various places, it was sent to various interested parties, and we are one. This agreement of purchase and sale and escrow instructions, parenthesis, this agreement, is made as of the 9th day of September 1987 by and between the Church of the Open Door seller and an A. Cal Rossi Holding Company or its assigns or nominees. Seller and purchaser hereby agree as follows. My research has indicated that A. Cal Rossi Holding Company is headed by a gentleman who was involved in the Ghirardelli Square development in San Francisco, has developed such historic monument hotels as the Hampton Court, the Warner Ranch, I guess it is, down in San Diego, and several other very reputable hotels of historic importance. Seller and purchaser hereby agree as follows. This is signed by the purchaser, A. Cal Rossi, submitted to the Church of the Open Door. I don't know what their response is yet. Agreement of purchase and sale. Subject to and upon the terms and conditions herein, seller hereby agrees to sell to purchaser, and purchaser hereby agrees to purchase from seller the below described property, which is 536 to 550 South Hope Street. Purchaser expressly agrees to purchase the property subject to that certain les pendants, which has held everything else up, recorded against the property. By Lujua Garcia, and as it is purchaser's intent that the improvement located on the property commonly, listen to this, it is purchaser's intent that the improvement located on the property commonly known as 550 South Hope Street, the church, remain in its present state and use as a church. And further, that the historical designation for the church issued by the Cultural Heritage Commission for the City of Los Angeles be continued. Purchase price. The purchase price for the property shall be $23 million. That's what they always wanted. The purchase price to be paid as follows. One day prior to close of escrow, as hereinafter defined, purchaser shall deposit into escrow by certified or cashier's check or wire transfer of immediately available funds the following amounts. This is a cash deal. $16 million payable to the seller, Church of the Open Door. They have seven from us. That means they got 23. $7 million payable to Westcott Christian Center. On or before October 31st, 1987, purchaser deliver to the seller evidence, blah, 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 of a deposit of cash or unconditional irrevocable letter of credit, blah, blah, blah. Speed at the essence, rest of it, spelled out in very simple form. Again, historic designation under purchaser's warranties. Purchaser shall abide after close of escrow with the historical designation of the church issued by the Cultural Heritage Commission of the City of Los Angeles. That means the Church of the Open Door can have $16 million cash. The city gets a permanent historic monument. I read it so fast, I need to run it by again. Purchaser, it is the purchaser's intent that the improvement located on the property commonly known as 550 South Hope Street, the church, because these are hotel developers, remain in its present state and use as a church. And further, that the historical designation for the church issued by the Cultural Heritage Commission for the City of Los Angeles be continued. That means it remain a historic monument, and the center portion, which is the church auditorium, commonly known as 550 South Hope Street, remain in its present state and use as a church. Now, I have already made it very public upon hearing of this offer that I am ready, without a moment's hesitation, to plow our $7 million into this project to make that church, if the buyers would accept my offer, a permanent ecumenical center for all faiths in the city of Los Angeles. All I would need for that offer is to use it on Sunday as we had always planned. Now, one newsman called and said, was able to reach Church of the Open Door and was told that they were hesitating because they thought Scott was behind this deal. Well, I have never seen Mr. Rossi. Wouldn't know him from a pumpkin. If I met him on the street. My answer to that, if it were true, so what? They get their $16 million. The city gets a historic monument. The church stays permanent in the city of Los Angeles. The historic designation process is proven valid because without the historic designation, another developer would not have had his attention gotten and seen what could be done there consistent with historic values in the environment. They get their $16 million, they already have R7. We get R7 and could walk, but our dedication has always been to preserve a spiritual symbol in the heart of Los Angeles, and if they'd accept my offer, I'm willing to plow it into making that an ecumenical center for all faiths to use. I don't care if Muslims, Pope can meet there if he wants to. The only place I draw the line is no water slide for Jerry Falwell to play in, unless I can construct the bottom of the slide. I don't know if they'd accept my offer. Our $7 million would then be ours if they didn't, and they're committed to retaining a church there, and that's what we set out as citizens of this city to see accomplished. Now two churches can once again have an opportunity to make peace the Christian way. I offered it last February. I can tell you we would naturally dismiss all of our lawsuits, which are very valid, and we intend to carry clear to the Supreme Court. Otherwise, I don't know what the people who put a Les Pendants on it would do. I would hope they would listen to the public outcry for a permanent church and the difficulty of preserving the building and would say, as long as the commitment is there to abide by the designation, they too would walk, but that's for them to decide. There's only one reason for the Church of the Open Door not accepting this offer. Greed. A desire to take from the thousands across America that gave sacrificially the $7 million that we put in and try to resell it again for $23 million, which the historic designation will prevent until someone comes along that is willing to develop that property consistent with the church being there. Now, I don't know what they're going to say to the Cultural Heritage Commission next Wednesday. Since it is designated a historic monument, I'm quite sure that any sophisticated buyer, and this seems to be one, has made the Cultural Heritage Commission aware of its offer. The result being, any bona fide offer to develop the property consistent with the church designation will automatically extend the 6 months to a year. Now, the next move is the Church of the Open Door. Last Sunday, they were poverty-stricken by their claim, laying off a large portion of their staff and facing doomsday. Indications are they were down in city council, at least in the hall, seeing various people describing their plight of poverty. They have our $7 million. What they did with that, I don't know. I know some of it went into their purchase of Azusa property. I'll give them that. And based on the court's documents that have been filed, the half of the $16 million that would go to the Church of the Open Door, if what they say is true, they have to pay the other half to the hotel Biola people. That additional $8 million will pay the $4.1 million they owe on Azusa and leave enough change to get them through the winter. It'll be interesting to see how the news media treats this. And if what they're saying is true, for argument's sake, as I said earlier, so what? But if it were true, I wonder if the news media will be honest enough, and I wonder if they'll be honest enough to say we were wrong. We said that the only reason Scott and his people wanted designation was so they could drive the price down. They're still getting their $23 million. The $7 million we've already given them, plus $16 million cash. Next move's theirs. In the meantime, will you plan to be at room 1500, City Hall, downtown Los Angeles, when the Cultural Heritage Commission meets next Wednesday, September 16th at 9 a.m., and they seek once again for a permit to tear it down with an offer on their table totaling $23 million cash to preserve it as a church, at least the center portion, which is the auditorium, which is the church. I repeat, I didn't know an A. Cal Rossi holding company existed until a copy of this was mailed to me as an interested party. I think I qualify as an interested party as the pastor of the church to which $7 million of the $23 million is being offered. I want to meet the people in order to make my offer of plowing the $7 million back to make it an ecumenical center for the good of Los Angeles. The city gets its historic monument. They get all their money. We're made whole. The fighting can cease. And I can get on with telethons to raise money for the library. Only greed and a desire to violate the principles of Christian love and peace would make the Church of the Open Door turn this offer down. And it will make their claims of poverty very, very hollow if they say no to this $23 million cash deal. I think we ought to play the song, "It Ain't Over Till It's Over." You come out of your shock and get on the phone, talk to me, and give me your opinions.
Listen, we don't call the shots here. We don't make
It will be interesting to see if the congregation is given an opportunity of the Church of the Open Door to know the terms of this deal and to react. They've been told how poor the church is. Now, it would seem to me it behooves a faithful pastor who told them how poor they were the previous week to announce that they have an opportunity to carry $16 million to the bank, in addition to the $7 million they had. That's an interesting number, $16 million. And R7 represents sacrifice across the nation by people who cared about spiritual life in the heart of Los Angeles. I really think every phone in this building should light up. And if there's ever a time that the 7,000 should stand up and be counted, it's now. I mean, champions know how to recognize when victory's nigh, and they act. I'm rather amused with the way in which the first question is, well, Scott must have a hand in this. How about God? I mean, you know, he can rain on the Pope's parade, knock down towers, and save a church that he cares about in the city of the angels. To present the simple gospel of grace and peace in response to faith, and that Jesus saves with no buts attached. Now, I think every phone should jam up, and people that I've taught, it's time for you to stand up and be counted and say, put my peg on that map. I'm going to be supporting in September. Now, talk to me. Music. Redwood City, King's Tither number 24, asks a question. Answer to the question is yes, it's possible. I've asked for 500 people in September to give $1,000. If you have any faith in God at all, this is the month to do it now, and this is the time. If there's ever been a desire in your heart to act in faith in your whole life as a result of the teaching that I've done, you better do it right now. And if you can't put a flag on that map, at least tell me you're going to be one of the supporters, one of the 7,001 in September. I'm going to take 20 minutes to do this, and I'm going to talk a little more about the Pope and some other things. But I think that for 20 minutes, those of you that have sacrificed, those of you that have given, those of you that have trekked down to the city hall, those of you that have believed this historic monument must remain, if there's ever a time you ought to rejoice in faith, it's now. Don't be a stupid faither. Get on that telephone. This is what we prayed for. This is what the stand that we've taken as citizens of Los Angeles has proven, that if it was designated, someone would step forward, recognizing the historic value. I know it's a shock. Remember this, the Cultural Commission has the power to find a buyer during the second 6 months that will preserve the historic nature of the property. Once an offer comes forth to prove that it can be done. Now, a victory has been wrought by a developer recognizing what we've always known, that the hotels can be developed and the auditorium and the church can be preserved. You should be on that telephone. Fathing the wires hot. Telling me you'll be at King's House 1 Sunday morning and that I can count on you and that you're going to be one of the 7,001 in September. Get on that telephone. Give me some music. Hemet, California, asked questions about the Jesus Saves signs and the Pauline Institute. Let me say this kindly, but don't nitpick right now, folks. Don't nitpick. God is in control. And he knows what's going on and how to accomplish it. Just rejoice. My Lord God of mercy, are you going to check the hinges on the door or the gate when you go into heaven? Just trust some of us that are ahead of you. I ain't the Pope, but I ain't dumb. If anything goes wrong when the Pope comes to town, there are those that would blame me. I'm glad he's coming to town. I've said all along that I'm in favor of what the Pope's doing. I'm in favor of the way the Catholic people are responding to him. I admire their rhetoric and their ability to come very close to the true issues, but avoid it. I admired Mahoney today when he was questioned about people who, in good conscience, disagree with the church on issues the church has taken an unbending stand on. First time I ever heard him go, as he said, well, when people have studied and come to a conclusion, they have to follow their conscience. What he left out is, you can get excommunicated for it. And the Pope can call the Christians in South Carolina brothers and sisters. He didn't say in Christ. Very subtle. It's probably the finest bit of rhetoric I've ever heard in my entire life. I give him nothing but A's. Because he couldn't say we are brothers and sisters in Christ. I heard a Catholic priest say, we have been wrong on Channel 7, as he's spoken, we've been wrong in our treatment of the Jews, more wrong on our side than their side. And we got to remember that Jesus was a Jew and his disciples were Jews. Pregnant with meaning was that phrase.